We are on a mountaintop near the equator where the air is very thin, high above the dense atmosphere of the Earth. Our rocket ship is being boarded now, and in a few minutes we'll lift off the launching pad. Our journey to the moon will take about 4 days, and we'll travel at a speed of 7 miles per second, which is the speed we'll need to pull away from the Earth's gravity into outer space.
10, 9, 8.
Now we're approaching 0 seconds, which is firing time.
2, 1.
It's taking us only 3 minutes to leave the Earth, and in 8 minutes, our ship is far outside the Earth's atmosphere. Looking through the window of our rocket ship, you can see the Earth below. The sky is black, a blanket in space with stars like jewels spread over an ebony ceiling. What wonderful things we see.
Through our window in space, silvery sight, an island so bright, and over there, the planet Mars. Through a window in space, headed for the moon, the sky's a blanket of black, and when we look back, the Earth seems like a toy balloon. As we glide, there's a fabulous world inside, and we ride through the silence of night.
Ahead is a great shining island, the moon. One side shines with great brightness from the light of the sun, but the sky isn't blue as we saw it from the Earth during the daytime. It always looked blue because the atmosphere of the Earth spread the rays of the sun across the heavens and gave it that beautiful color. But the moon has no atmosphere, and so the sky looks black. We're about to make our landing. We fire our retro rocket to resist the pull of the moon's gravity. And golly, we've made a safe landing. And now as we slowly descend toward a huge crater in this dark, silent world, we know we are the first voyagers from Earth to reach the moon.